Good evening and welcome to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. And this week's show is going to be brought to you by the fact that I spent the last week over in Canada for an industrial electronic festival called Kinetic. And I am partly jet-lagged, but partly over the moon at some of the bands I saw, and I'll be playing a lot of their stuff in tonight's show. And that was one of them. That was a band I'd never heard of before. Canadian outfit called Left Side Neighbor. And that was a track off a promotional CD they were giving out at the festival, a track called It. And the actual promotional CD itself doesn't appear to have a name, but it's chock full of great tracks. And if you want to hear their stuff, go and find them. They're on probably most of the social networks out there, MySpace, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. There'll be tunes out there, and go and check them out. They're very good live, and that CD, I think, is also a bit of a steal as well. So thank you very much for the band for giving a promotional CD out at the festival. That was awesome. And it's just making me like your stuff more. Anyway, the show will be of its usual structure. I'll wibble about gigs, club nights and stuff like that, just general news about things going on sometime later in the show, probably somewhere in the middle like usual. But for the time being, I'm going to continue with some tunes. And this is a band that, well, it's Zombie Girl, so it's technically a band that wasn't at Kinetic, but given that half of Zombie Girl is Sebastian Comor from Ikov Coil and Comor Commando and things like that, he was there because Comor Commando played. So here's the Comor Commando mix of The Darkness. You heard there, yes, you did indeed. I was about to say what I thought was the wrong band, but it's actually the right band. Vomito Negro with Feel the Heat, the 2010 remake, and that was from the Kinetic CD. Now, when you visit Kinetic, depending which ticket you get, you can actually get a free compilation CD with tracks from all the bands who have played that year's Kinetic. This year's was a fantastic CD. I've only actually heard some of it, but it's three CDs worth of tracks by the bands who have played. And out of the 51 bands who played, I think I witnessed 48 of them. It was quite a trek to get to the venue every day for the whole thing. Watched a bit of, at least a bit of every single band. It was kind of hard work, but a lot of fun. Unfortunately, one night I did have to bail a little early and missed Vomito Negro. So I didn't actually see those guys live, but I heard from friends who were there that it was a pretty damn good gig. So great stuff from them, and that's why when I got hold of the compilation CD, the first thing I did was check out what they sounded like. And yeah, I'm a bit gutted for them being one of the three bands I missed. But no worries about that. At least I've got that track, and we'll probably be checking out some of their album stuff soon. Other people who played Kinetic this year were Caustic, which was an absolutely fun as anything set. He had to go through a lot of trouble because due to running late, one of his gig actually got cut from the lineup. So he actually managed to get his gig the following night, which was good on him. And that was from his Caustic's recently released, self-released EP called And You'll Know Me By the Trail of Vomit. And that track is I2ID, ID2I. Brilliant stuff from Caustic. And he was doing just awesome stuff at the festival, bouncing around like a nutter, getting on stage with most bands, as far as I could tell, and just generally having a lot of fun and playing us some pretty good music when he got on stage for his band. And before that, as I said, we have Zombie Girl with The Darkness, the Kermore Commando mix. Zombie Girl, who weren't there, but Sebastian Kermore from Kermore Commando was. So that is kind of a tenuous link there. Now, I think I'll actually run down a little bit of news. I'm going to spread the news and gigs and stuff into two bits, so I'll run down the news now and the gigs and stuff in a little bit. There isn't too much of both. It's kind of a quiet week, and I'll tell you why in a second. But first off, I wanted to mention the Nine Inch Nails stuff. Now, I believe in the last show I mentioned there was a track called A Drowning that had appeared on the internet, like a YouTube clip of it, and it was sounding dead good. It's not new Nine Inch Nails, technically. It's a new project of Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails called How to Destroy Angels. Now, this project seems to involve him and his wife, so it's kind of got a female vocal lead to it. But the awesome production you expect from something coming out of Trent Reznor's or from his fingers, so good stuff from him. But this time, it's worth mentioning that another How to Destroy Angels track has appeared. Now, if you search on YouTube and find the How to Destroy Angels channel, it probably won't take too much searching. There's a track called The Space in Between. Now, this has actually got a full video to it as well, so it's their first video. And the music and the video is all looking awesome. It's just kind of harking back to Nine Inch Nails' darker days, but with a female vocal lead. And I don't know, it's all brilliant stuff. It's Trent back on form for me, so good stuff there. Other pieces of news are, now, a venue I've mentioned many and many a time, the regular Leeds venue of the Subculture, has unfortunately closed down. It's been having some cash flow issues for a while, and hoping to try and turn those around, and unfortunately it hasn't managed to, so it's shut down this last week, which means a number of the gigs and events that I usually mention aren't actually happening, because they don't have a venue at the moment. There is the Friday Flock that currently hasn't announced a new venue. There is the and the Weekly Black Sheep that hasn't announced a new venue. However, it's worth noting, last time the Black Sheep event lost a venue, a new night stood in its place for a while called the Sunday Goth Social. Now, the Sunday Goth Social has reappeared and started only a matter of days after the announced closure of the Subculture, which was a fantastic turnaround from the guys involved. Now, it's got its venue of the upstairs front room at the Pack Horse pub in Leeds. Now, I think that's the Pack Horse opposite the university, because there's a couple of Pack Horses in Leeds, so it's the one up near the university. and the Goth Social runs from 7pm to 11pm, free entry, and you can find more information on sheepish.net, or if you search on Facebook, there's a Facebook group for it. Unfortunately, there still isn't any announcement regarding the Incubus Succubus gig due at the first Friday of June. I will let you know as soon as I find anything about that, if I find it out in time. I think I should. But as of airing of this programme, I have no idea what's happening with that gig. I think the organisers are probably frantically trying to find an adequate venue to put that on. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that will still continue. Anyway. Enough nattering about newsy type stuff. It's worth getting on with the tunes. And as I mentioned Nine Inch Nails before, I think I'll continue with some stuff. Well, not continue with Nine Inch Nails, continue with How to Destroy Angels. I found that the track I mentioned a couple of weeks ago is actually available to buy from iTunes and the Amazon MP3 store and things like that. So I've got my hands on it, and this is A Drowning. We'll be right back. Aria with Suck It Up from Hearts of Bullets. Now, I know I've been whittling on about a connection with the theme of the show and the Kinetic Festival over in Montreal last week. And no, Aria didn't play there. She wasn't one of the artists playing. She was, however, there. The lady behind Aria, Jennifer, was actually just bumbling around quite a lot and there as a punter. So it was good to say hi to her again. And before that, we had Cesium 137 with Endure. That was the Encoder mix from the Electronic Saviors album. Cesium 137, another band who were playing Kinetic. It was one of these lineups which was just full of lots of bands that were well worth listening to and either hardly ever get to the UK or I've never been to the UK, so it was well worth going all the way over there to see them. And before that was How to Destroy Angels, the Trent Reznor new project with his wife and the track A Drowning, hopefully being fully released on some kind of CD-type shaped thing soon. Right, now it's time to run through the gigs and clubs, and as I kind of touched on earlier, there isn't many going on at the moment, partly because we're at the time of the month where it's a slight lull, but also because of the loss of one of our venues. The subculture in Leeds is no more, unfortunately, so the things that were happening there have yet to be moved elsewhere, unfortunately. So the things I do know of is this Saturday, the 29th... that's next Saturday. May 29th, Carpe Noctum is relaunched here in Bradford at the Zoo Bar. Long-time Bradfordonians will know that Carpe Noctum has been running for many years, with the occasional break or three going on in its lifespan. And it's returning again. It's been on break for over a year now, and it's returning with a gig. So the gig is Rhombus, supported by the Volatile Gentlemen, both of which are top bands for loads of fun. Rhombus with their very fun kind of gothy rock stuff, and the Volatile Gentlemen with, like, punky chaoticness, as far as I remember. It's going to cost £3 to go in on the door. Support band go on at 9 p.m, the headliner at 10, then the well-known Carpe Noctum Club Sounds till 3 a.m. More information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And next Saturday, June the 5th, is the return of Black Veil. We've got a few returns going on, haven't we? Well, a couple. The return of Black Veil at it's returning to the Cellar Bar at the George in Leeds. It used to be elsewhere in Leeds, and it too had venue problems with the refurb of a venue and the new owners not wanting to carry on the Black Veil event there. So it's now at the Cellar Bar of the George in Leeds. It runs from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. It's £2.50 on the door, and more information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. And it's well worth mentioning the weekly nights that are involved in the area. We've got Bad Moon Rising still running every Thursday at the Zoo Bar, going from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Free entry, and the Sunday Goth Social at the Pack Horse in Leeds that I mentioned earlier, every Sunday from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. free entry. So that's about it for events. If you know of things that I've somehow missed, please drop me a line. The contact information is on bcbradio.co.uk. You should be able to find Dark Simulation on there, and drop me a line, drop me some kind of message. I'll pick that up. And that's about it, really. I'm going to continue with some tunes. What have I got queued up next? I have yet another band who played Kinetic, and these were immense fun, as they always are. They played the UK years ago in Fest. It's the Gothicals, and this is them doing the track called Remix, this track into A23's Maps of Reality. And this is the Assemblage 23 mix of it, which does get remixed into Maps of Reality by Tom Gira of Assemblage 23. So you really, really can't deny that this is all the Maps of Reality you'll ever need. We'll be right back. That was a little bit of a mixed bag of tracks there. I played you Imperative Reaction with Giving Into Change, the Assemblage 23 mix from the Electronic Saviors compilation, as mentioned for many a show before this, a very worthy compilation to get hold of and one that's just chock full of really good tunes. Imperative Reaction being one of the bands I don't actually think played Kinetic, so they're just on the show because I quite like that track. Before that, we had Edgy, who did play Kinetic, with Onfall, the Kurz mix from the Kinetic 2010 album. And before that, we had the Gothicals with Remix This Track into A23's Maps of Reality, the Assemblage 23 mix. Available from somewhere online where I believe they've released it as a Bandcamp thing or something along those lines. I can't remember where I grabbed that track many moons ago. Awesome track that they played live as well. So they did some great stuff live. It was well worth getting there. Unfortunately, I missed their opening track of Holy Whatever We're Playing Kinetic, which is a shame, but that's also on the compilation, so all good stuff. Right, it's well worth saying that I've had a lot of fun tonight, but I'm unfortunately really jet-lagged too. Luckily, I've run out of time as well. So I'm going to leave you with another band I thoroughly enjoyed at Kinetic. This is Untunnel. The track I'm going to play is Moving On, the Essence of My Mix from the Sounds from the Matrix 7 compilation. So good night. I'll be back in a fortnight. Cheerio.